Well, I mean, let me ask you this. It's the final game of your first season as manager. How do you think the season's gone?
In a word, Jeff, it's been a year of change. I think when you look at the total number of players that Alex has brought in, the amount of trades, guys that have come up from the minor leagues, and I think the most exciting part of all of it is the expanding group of core players that we feel going forward. It's younger, it's more athletic. I think we're in a very good place organizationally. Certainly this year, you know, finishing the year in fourth place, hopefully finishing 500 with a win today, you know, those aren't significant in their own right. But when you look at the overall health and direction that we're headed, you know, Alex has done a very good job of not only establishing a plan, but I think when things went south or we got challenged during the season, he didn't deviate from the plan, and we're able to continue to attach to it, understand his vision and our collective vision, and we move forward.
John, going into your first year as a manager, what goals did you have? And when you look back at them, and I'm talking personally, how many of them did you achieve? Could you share some that you did or did not achieve? Might those change going into your second year as a manager?
You know, my goals were clearly pointed in the direction of the roster that we had going into spring training. What I felt the changes were needed in the area of becoming more diverse offensively. You know, we can get into individual players that needed to take a step forward, and in some cases they did, in some cases they didn't. But I think when we stepped into spring training, we wanted to change the approach in which we played. I think we've done that. It varied at times throughout the course of the year because of different players that were available. We wanted to be more aggressive on the base paths. We wanted to push the envelope against our opponents and create a more of an aggressive style of play, one that would be able to manufacture runs against very good pitching. And again, I think when you look at the approach that we set out in spring training, we've been able to do that. Inconsistent success, yes. You know, we wanted to see if there was going to be a bounce back from Adam Lind at first base and transitioning to a new position. He's had some scuffles in the second half, but I think we've answered that question in a positive way. J.P. Arencibia transitioning behind the plate and handling the everyday duties, I think that's been able to be accomplished. The way Yunelis played at shortstop, that's, I think, solidified itself back to the player that everyone saw him being. The addition of Brett Lawrie at third base. You know, these are just a couple of individual examples, but I think when we looked at the overall approach going into spring training and establishing a different style of play, we've been able to do that. And I think the athleticism that the players have that Alex brought in fit that style, and it gives us some continuity going forward.
John, you as a rookie manager, though, I'm wondering, did you have certain standards you wanted to meet regarding how you dealt with the media? Your communication with your coaches, your communication with Alex, the atmosphere in the clubhouse, things that obviously we could never measure from the outside. Did you have goals, and how did you do?
Oh, what you just outlined is probably the extension of me personally, how I either delegate responsibilities to coaches or how I respect the game and respect those that are in this clubhouse. I personally think that those have been handled as my personality would suggest. It's about the players first and foremost. They're the ones that we've got to make sure are put in the best position to succeed and understand what their role is. And sometimes that's a message that they might not want to hear, but it's an honest one, it's an objective one, and I feel like we've been able to accomplish that. The communication between Alex and I is daily, and much the same. It's objective. It's sometimes you're not fully in agreement, but you respect one another's opinion. And hopefully through the dealings and the respect for the media, I recognize that's a major part of what this position has to it day in and day out. And, you know, I think that accessibility and dealing with them has been a positive one. Some people might disagree with what I just said. But I feel like the open and honest approach that you can take will serve you best in the long run.
With John Farrell on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. John, when you look back at this team, a lot of people, myself included, expected more from the starting pitching. The bullpen, maybe not so much. That was going to be a work in progress. How disappointing has the starting pitching been to you personally? Because you are a former pitching coach, and no one called you a pitching guru, by the way, but that was one of your areas of strength, and the starting pitching, I don't think, was as good as a lot of people thought it would be this year.
It, when you look back, yeah, we need to get more innings out of our starters. There's no doubt about it. You know, some guys took a step forward. I think Ricky Romero has certainly emerged. I think we found some things out with Brandon Morrow as the year has gone on, particularly how he's got to approach each pitch that he throws. You know, and that goes to the intensity and effort in his delivery to ensure that consistency. You know, I think if Brett Cecil were on this same call, he would say that, you know what, there was a lot of inconsistency, some flashes of what he was a year ago, and yet this offseason will be a huge step in regaining that consistency and making sure that he's got the ability from start to finish with a given year, not only just to maintain stuff, but I think to repeat his delivery and command the baseball. He showed that a year ago, and this will be a key offseason for him to really lay the foundation for a bounce-back year for him next year. Kyle Drabek, you know, you take a young guy that's got a lot of promise, a lot of talent, and yet we've got some work to do in the area of his self-control and executing pitch to pitch. This was a challenging year for him, and there's no doubt that through these challenges, you'd think he's going to know more about himself going forward. But as a whole, we need to improve in the area of total innings pitched and quality innings pitched. You look at on the flip side of that with some young talent in Henderson Alvarez. This is a bright young pitcher that exceeded, I think, all of our expectations on how he handled the environment at the big league level and how he worked deep in the game consistently. So a mixed bag I just described, there's no doubt. But as a whole, to compete in this division and take the next step that we envision, we've got to improve on the rotation.
John, do you know yet if your entire staff will be back next year?
That'll be addressed when we get back into Toronto. You know, out of respect to each individual guy and our staff in its entirety, we're going to address that when we get into the meetings on Friday. But I will say this, it's a very good group. It's a group that I think we've handled the challenges that have been thrown our way. The rapport and open communication and drawing on their expertise and their experience, you know, I'd be crazy not to. It's a very good group, and I've been personally satisfied with the work that each of them have done individually.
John, Sam Mitchell used to coach the Toronto Raptors here. I covered him a lot. Very, very colorful guy. And we used to ask him, give yourself a grade, give yourself a grade. And he would always say, I'm giving myself an A because I know every day I came and did my best. And you can give me whatever you want. We've been asking callers for grades. They've been all over the map. I'll let Jeff tell you his grade.
Well, I said C or C minus just because I expected a little more from the starting pitching. I'm not blaming anybody, but
I give you a B because I know nothing really about baseball, but well, you've been a really good communicator, which I've appreciated. I've learned a lot. Can you give yourself a grade? How have you done?
Well, you know, I know the process that I go through every day for my own preparation. That in itself, the preparation, I would say would be consistent with what I've experienced in the past. I always point to the players, and this isn't about me, and I know that the point person is the manager. I'm not running from that. I'm not denying that. But for me to focus on myself would be counter to how I approach my day in and day out work. Our job is to put guys in the best position to be successful. In that regard, I would say it would probably be a C, because I look back on the use of the bullpen, the defining of roles, which I strongly believe in, was somewhat of a moving target as I look back. That's an area that personally I know I've got to get better at. But at the same time, I don't run from how I came to work every day, how I prepared, and yet it's still all about the players. So in a nutshell, if you're to give a grade, yeah, I'd say it'd be satisfactory. I know I've got to continue to improve, as we all do.
Or in the old days, we used to do A for effort and then whatever, a B or C for results, I guess. But anyways, go ahead.
The one thing that we don't want to be referred to is hard triers. That's like kissing your sister. Our vision is to win a World Series, and yet we know we've got a lot of work to do to accomplish that.
John, what I mean, I know obviously you were well prepared for this job. But was there one aspect of it that maybe surprised you? And I don't even know if it's the baseball sense, just maybe the workload. Was there something that when the year's over, is going to stand out in your mind as just something that you really had to experience firsthand to learn how to deal with?
Well, the one thing I never was in charge of was a full roster. I was always responsible for a pitching staff and either giving that information to or what I felt and my recommendations to Tito in Boston or to Theo in that one area. Now being responsible for 25 and upwards of 35 here in September, there's a lot of time and interaction with a larger body, a larger group of players that you've got to have the pulse of. And that's something, having not been responsible for that many guys at this level, that's probably the one thing that I couldn't have been prepared having not gone through it. So if there's one area that I look to, it's always back to the large number of players and making sure that everyone is moving in the right direction. It's constant maintenance. Knowing that that was part of it, but having not been through it, that's the one area I could say that, I don't know how you're fully prepared for something if you've never been in that position before.
John, listen, we appreciate you joining us today. And, you've been great all year to deal with on this show. You've come on after great games. You've come on after not so great games. You've been candid. And it's been a real pleasure. And I look forward to talking to you at some point in the off season. And rest up.
Well, yeah, as well, Jeff. I appreciate it. If we're not candid with ourselves, then we're going to probably run from or deny the things that we have to work on most. And for us to achieve what we want to, we're going to have some very difficult decisions, some difficult conversations. That's not just on players, but that's as we as a staff work with Alex and his staff. So we're all up for the challenge and look forward to a very active and hopefully productive offseason.
John, thanks for joining us. Safe travels.
Okay, guys. Take care.